I got laid off. I got fired.
But here's the thing. I was a binge guy.
I remember seeing her at the local titty bar.
I feel dirty right now just telling it into a microphone.
We're broken around here.
Working man, it sucks.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Working Class Holes podcast. I'm your host, Ed McGowan, here in a break room with my co-host, Josh Accardo. What's up, buddy?
Edward, hello.
How you doing?
Big day for
big
me.
Big day.
Big day for us.
Psyched.
All right, so when we came up with the show, Working Class Holes, Ed and I knew each other because of this one guy. And this one guy keeps coming up on the show. And in fact, before even being a guest, he made it into a full reel of the show. He's known by a lot of names. He's known by, what do you call him?
Oh, my stinky friend?
Your stinky friend? He's known by Zachy Peanuts. He's known by Zachy Tumali. Without any further ado, the Working Class Hole legend, Zachy Peanuts.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, I'm happier than a pig of shit right now, dude. I'm so happy.
Zachy, what is your worst day job?
Oh, my God. I think I'm currently living it. No, I've had a lot of...
We have a lot of ammo today. Yeah, no, so.
This might be a two-parter. Like, I've had every shit job possible. I've worked for mostly restaurants, I would say. I was a butcher during the pandemic at a local butcher shop. That was brutal.
You look like a butcher.
Yeah, well, you know.
You always had jobs that you look like you should have, except for high dining.
Which
fine dining.
I still, but Ed.
Oh,
but you're great at fine dining.
The best was I stopped by to see you at the fine dining place, and the chef's jacket that you had on was like a tablecloth. When you walked up,
I was his name on it. His permanent markers.
It's when I was huge though.
You were so big. You were so big.
Peanuts. Tumali.
There is something about a chef's jacket that is so like unattractive.
Oh, we used to call it the brown paper bag. Like, it looks like we were a bunch of like lunch sacks.
Well, it's like a wetsuit when you're like kind of out of shape. You ever seen a guy kind of out of shape in a wetsuit?
Yeah.
It just pronounces his gut and it sucks his dick in, so it looks like a tiny
I would
dick.
Say those jackets are more like a tent. It's like, so if you don't fit, if you don't fit the like the large or the like the extra large, the one that they give you is the all sizes.
They give you
one.
The Vito Spatafore.
Way before. Did you hear what I said, T? No, fucking.
You
no.
Any dirty chef fights, my friend, he'll suck the stains out.
No, it was brutal. And I would steal jackets like every other day because I would forget mine.
Where are these jackets?
They're just hanging up. They're just hanging.
They're lining a
dry cleaners.
A refugee camp is using them. The migrants in New York City are using them to live under.
People are using them as a John Candy used it as a sail to win the regatta.
Yeah. Quit playing with your dinghy. You know? Oh my God. Yeah, no. So I think the worst one I ever had, I worked at PJ Clark's in the city.
I think I remember this job. My office was near there. So I don't want to say where I work, but everyone knows I work at an office, but
I'm sorry,
I don't want to say the company. No, you didn't say anything, but yes, you worked above it.
I'll take care of it.
All right, cool. PJ Clark's, and it was on the Hudson, and Comic got me the job. And they quit literally the day I got hired. Do you
remember? That's always the best when you get a referral.
There was one down by Battery Park.
Yeah. So I was.
It's
down.
When he had the long hair too.
Yeah, you had longer hair then, right?
Yeah. I was
like, guy straight off the boat working there.
Yeah, I used to call there, right? You could call there and ask for Zach.
Yeah, and it would like, and my whole day would be like fucked because like I'd be in the weeds, and like I knew nothing, right? I had just gotten fired from a Michelin star Spanish restaurant because New Year's Eve day, I didn't show up for brunch because I was out with you idiots.
Oh, that's right.
Probably you.
Yeah, you're out with me.
Yeah, and you were like, you're gonna make it. You're gonna do it. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna make it.
No,
did not make it.
Yeah.
No, not even close.
Yeah.
So I get there at noon.
That's
we were supposed
right.
to open at 11.
Like 5 a.m. with me.
At least. I was supposed to be there at 10:30. I got there at noon. And I get there, and it doesn't look like anything's too bad. The kitchen guys are all going about their business. Like, I might have got away with this, right? So I look, and I go into open table, and I find the reservations, and there was one 10 top at 11, and I just deleted it. I was just like, that didn't happen.
So when they show up.
No, they already came and went because it was noon. I opened the restaurant an hour late, and I'm in like.
Oh, you mean by open? You mean unlocking the front door?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Michelin star restaurant. Michelin star restaurant. And I think I get away with this. Like, I'm like doing the Zachy P thing. Like, hey, little delete here. What I fucked up. I would. And then I started making myself a martini because I was fucking hammered. And I was like, I'm getting fired anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, insult to injury. So I'm going to mix myself a drink.
Yeah. I was like, if I'm going out, you know, if I'm walking on ice, I might as well dance. Yeah. So I sit there and I do the thing and I go into Open Table, which is the hosting app, right? Like for reservations.
Yeah.
And I just delete it. And I'm like, I got away with it. My cover comes in at like 12:15 and they're like, anyone come in yet? I was like, no, I didn't see anyone. Didn't tell anybody anything. The kitchen guys all know I fucked up, but they like are my boys. Yeah. They're like laughing their ass off. And
so who served these people?
No one served them.
They
showed up at 11. I didn't get there till 12.
Oh, so they, oh my God.
They were like, the restaurant's closed.
So were they banging on the glass and shit?
So this is how I got caught. I should have checked the phone messages. They called and they were like, this ridiculous. And it was a whole thing like that. And yeah, so like the next, I got two more shifts in. And then I got a call. It was like, hey, Zach, we just got to talk to you. Can you come over to the other restaurant? It was like right across the street. I was like, yeah, sure. I knew what was happening.
Do it over the phone.
Yeah, just like, so I come in and they're like,
what did I say?
Yeah.
What did I say to you? Never talk on the phone.
You know, look at this. Look at this.
Never talk on the phone.
What did I tell you?
Outside line. Outside line. Fucking.
All these years, what I've been telling you. But I think you can beat it.
No, you can't. I was that close. I had the balls to ask for a reference. It was like in Tommy Boy when he's like, do you validate? After he burnt down the guy's car. I was like, so, no hard feelings, right?
Yeah.
And they
no
were
big
like,
deal.
They were like, and they were pussies. So like, they were like, no, absolutely. Use this as a reference. So I'm like, I've been unemployed for about a month and a half. You remember this. I was down on my luck, like, really bad. Like, I thought I was going to have to leave New York bad. And I get this job at PJ Clark's, and immediately they are just fucking up my ass.
Like, well, that's a really busy location. Because I came and saw you once or twice, whatever.
I eventually got really good at that job.
But it's high volume, and it's all a lunch, happy hour crowd, because all of those businesses in Brookfield Place, I mean, they have
bowling. Especially in the summertime.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But that job was crazy because they would hire a bunch of J1s from Ireland. The travel visas. So college kids from Ireland came in that summer after I got hired, and I just partied with them all the time, and they were constantly calling out because they were too hammered and stuff.
I'm noticing a theme in your life, Zach, for our listeners, if they don't know.
What's that?
Partying and you working seem to be at odds with one another.
I'm a reformed partier. reformed.
I've forgotten to show up to a few parties.
I'd say reshaped.
Yeah, reshaped. That's right.
Reshaped.
Yeah, reshaped.
Dropped a couple pounds. Reshaped. I don't know about reformed.
You are reshaped. You look great.
Oh my God.
So that would be your worst day job solely because of volume?
Not even just volume.
Should I bring up the spreadsheet that Josh and I were passing back and
forth?
Dude,
we got five off the top of my head already.
All right, go ahead. You guys got a better.
You got a good one.
Helping you move.
Oh, that's not a day job.
That was a day job.
That wasn't a day job?
I didn't think it was.
Dude, you were going to live there?
Ed.
Ed, say, no.
The pool hall.
That was a great job. Free room and board.
Okay.
All right.
We got to tell. This is so good. Go ahead.
So this is the story. I'm going to give the story of my
Hold on. Let me just give context to this pool hall because you weren't there as much as I was with Zach.
Right.
So Zach, during the pandemic, hit the lottery pandemic-wise. With this amazing pool hall that no longer exists. He was close with one of like the family members of the owners. And they were like, yeah, dude, do a show here. And it was the only indoor show right when they started letting people inside during the pandemic that you could really find.
It was huge. Got a write-up.
He got right up.
UNS Magazine, all that stuff.
And Zach was like flying high. He was like the only game in town around here. And the drinks were flowing. That was probably the height of my alcoholism with 100%. That era. We drank because there was nowhere to go. It was like we go to the pool hall or nowhere because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like all like people were coming in that usually wouldn't come in, attractive people, not just like a pool hall bunch. And it was like flying high for a minute. So Zach was like the man at this pool hall. Fast forward to Ed, go ahead.
So maybe like 6 months later, I guess the show is defunct.
It was a year later.
When everything opened up, the show they couldn't do the show anymore.
Yeah.
It didn't work anymore.
Because like the thing is with that show, like we tried to doll it up as much as we could, but it's a fucking pool hall.
Yeah.
Like, you're just hearing, it's like doing it in a bowling alley. Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly. It's like you can hear the strikes.
You have to invest. I mean, it was doable, but it's in deeper Astoria. So you'd have to get the people in the hood to go. The meaning
but
Astoria.
Yeah, was like, yeah, there was like a couple of arcade games like in the room. Like people would play.
There was like, air hockey.
If you sunk a grand into your own money into there to get the proper soundproof barricades and a makeshift door and a little stage and a little sign and a good light, you had a good show.
Yeah.
It's no different than the pair where they would blast the music
right
before they got the real doors. It was better than that.
Yeah.
So it could have been done if you had the resources and the
yeah.
The but they weren't into time. That.
But they didn't want
they
that.
They didn't want they that.
Just if you weren't a quick, dumbass, Zach.
But they stuck with the show for a long time.
I didn't think they wanted to make it. They didn't want to get rid of the if air he was, hockey table.
No, but if he would, there was he blocked it off once with a curtain. Like, he put a curtain up.
Yeah, but the sound was so...
And you couldn't, but you weren't allowed to play it during the show.
Yeah, remember those? Remember
the first few shows, yeah, the big guy fucking.
Remember all those Serbian dudes
flies in front of a guy doing jokes.
Remember the Serbian dudes that would get pissed about foosball though? They'd be like, "When can we play foosball?" And I was like, well, "We have a fucking show going on, gents." And they're like, sitting there like, "I understand, but foosball."
I bet they have like cut each other's fingers off over foosball.
Oh,
games.
Dude,
I bet it's a serious
heavy
business.
Gambling.
I found out that they were all like Greeks. Moldovan and Serbian and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So when they found out I was Serbian, they were like, "Oh, you're our boy." I would like see them at gas stations and shit. They'd be like, "Funny man."
Yeah. It's like the most
like in the neighborhood, you know, like
just running into people at gas stations, body shops.
Hey guys,
why are you running into all these people at body shops?
Yeah, I used to see you around a gas station back in the day.
Zach's just hanging out at
the
gas
BP station. By Gaudio's. It's a fucking that's a hang
around the back,
down and in, down.
All right, tell a story.
So now. I get this call.
Frantic.
It's a Saturday morning. I'm out with my dog. I get this call from Zach. Yo, dude.
And Ned has a whole life. He has a wife, a dog. Yeah, right. He's taking the dog to what, the Marshlands?
I'm in the middle of like
oysters.
Cloisters with the dog. I get this call. Hey, what are you doing today?
Cloisters.
I'm like, I don't know, dude. You know, I'm just like out with the dog.
Enjoying my life, yeah, man. Right. My dog.
Why? What's up? I can hear it in his voice. Like, what? I'm like, what's up? He goes, can you help me move? I'm like, sure. When? Now.
Only Zach E. Tumali wants you to move him at 11 a.m. You could tell he just woke up.
Yeah.
He didn't call you the night before, no text.
No. How soon can you get here?
Like a guy whose bitch just kicked him out. I'm related to a lot of guys who are like, I just packed my shit up. Come pick me up. Bitch kicked me out.
But the plot thickens, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, my God.
Bitch kicked me out.
This is just, I'm like, and I'm just like this. I'm like, dude, I'll be there when I get there. Like, I'm not rushing over. I get there, and Zach's out front.
Sitting out front smoking a grit.
With just trash bags.
Is there trash day around here? The trash day was Monday. Bags. I'm the trash man. I take the trash. I throw it around the
That's
ring.
Zach's luggage. He's smoking a heater.
And he's sitting on an office chair.
No, I'm not taking this. This is trash.
No,
I'm sitting
no,
on.
He goes, no, that was my
this, he goes, this is going in my car. I need you to take these sheets. And he's got just a pile of sheets. I'm like, no, I'll take the chair.
You take these soiled
your
sheets.
Fucking soiled laundry can go in your car. Unbagged.
What a piece of shit.
So this is, I can't stand the smell of this or the look of it. You'll take this. I've been looking at this 6-7 months now, so you gotta take this.
I'm gonna drop 25 loads in this pile here. I'm gonna put that in your car.
He's sitting in the chair waiting. Like, since 11 a.m., he's been sitting in that chair smoking cigarettes. Like, 50 butts around the chair.
Oh, God. So then we split it, we divvy it all up, we drive over.
Divvy it all up. Like the tip bucket. The tip bucket of misery.
I get 20, you get 10. I get 20, you get 10.
I'm taking the tolls out of this
one.
We pull up to the pool hall where Zach is now, he's going to be staying.
Whoa. So you pull up and you're like, so is it... Are we here to get a drink? Are we here to shoot a game of pool? Why are we here?
So I guess the pretense when I got in the car was we're dropping some stuff off at the pool hall.
Like storage, just storage.
Yeah, I'm dropping some stuff.
It was kind of like my bada bing. Can we at least...
All right, you wait till you speak, all right?
I'm so glad I came on. This is great.
You're going to speak in a second.
This is a roast. I love this. My God. How long have you guys been waiting for this day?
So we start... Well, we've been passing notes back. Yeah. So, Zachy, hey, so what are we talking about? It's got to be my stinky friend. We didn't even get that.
Stinky friend. Stinky. All right, so you're like... I'm going to get some storage in there.
And he's like, okay, so cool, we're going to go in. And he goes, let me run in first. I get that move. So now I'm just standing by the car. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. He comes back. He's like, all right, cool, let's go.
He opens the door. He gives
and then all. Yeah. Totally. And then now we're just walking in and wheeling an office chair, which is.
Back to trash.
There's people
trash. His possessions.
The old guys, the old timers are playing.
Those Greek guys
too.
Played from like 11 a.m. till midnight.
It used to be at 24. Yeah.
Here's the best part about that is me pushing this chair behind
through
Zach.
The not service entrance.
No,
through the entrance.
There was only one entrance
to the front door of the place.
And they're just, they all stared at us anyways when you weren't Greek.
And watching Zach walk through like, hey, I own this fucking place. That fucking broad shoulders just, hey, how you doing? Just like, it's like Henry Hill walking into the fucking cabana. Like, he's like, just like, hey, how you doing? He's like slipping fucking dollar bills.
50 cent pieces. I was broke.
Oh my God. Every room's accent, he's the mayor. He's literally moving his belongings into a pool hall. And he fucking walked in there like he was on Billionaire's Row.
So now he's like shooting the ship, chopping it up with this girl behind the counter. And I go, yeah, where are we going with this shit?
He's so fucking disrespectful. Your whole life's been put on hold for this guy. He's trying to get some pussy while you're holding all his trash.
Like, dude, you try to fuck this chick later. I'm holding all your trash.
You shit my pants.
Oh my God. You know, when you say it like that. See, like, I had a totally different version of this story. It's like my friend Ed really bailed me out. And then we had a really great breakfast, laughed about some shit. That's how I thought. Like, this is why
So so now we go. Zach's like, oh, all right, yeah. Let's go. Let's get this. I'll be back.
And now
later.
I know why.
And he goes. He gives like, I'll be back later, sweetheart. Like,
yeah. Like the hey, don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. You all right?
Guys, I'm a real piece of shit.
And we go into the back room.
So you go deeper. Storage. Its place is huge. You go deeper in the bowels of it.
So past the comedy room.
Yes. Yeah, all the way past the game rooms. There's like
the auxiliary comedy air hockey room.
Yeah. And then there's like this door that leads out to...
And
the
it's
great
just
wide
cases
open.
Of beer.
Yes, it's
and
huge
it's
storage.
Like, yeah, it's like a pool hall storage area. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like kind of chaos. And I'm wheeling this thing and I'm like, dude, I don't know what to do with this.
Smells like piss because the bus boys and like the kitchen people, they would just go back there, smoke grits, and then piss on the floor.
Oh, wow.
Instead of like pissing in the bathroom.
Yeah, because it was filthy.
Yeah. You remember like that real heavy piss smell?
I didn't know where that was coming from. I didn't realize.
I mean,
column
A, column B, but you know,
I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's funny because you're going to tell this story, and I have one that you were there for in the village. That's similarly stinky.
Let's
no,
let's
I got
finish this.
So Zach's like, all right, we're just going to take these bags upstairs, leave the chair down here. I'm like, yeah, all right, cool. And we go up these stairs, and it is like an at, like it's going up into like. I'm like, is there just insulation up here? You know what I mean? Like, you're expecting
this
little stairwell that we go up. And
it's a crevice. You're looking at, like, a crawl space, possibly.
And I go, what is this? He goes, this is the room.
I'm like... Well, so it went from storage...
I'm like, this is
where... So now he breaks it to you, it's the room.
This is where I'm staying. I'm like...
So now you know why he's delaying the process.
This is where you're moving into... And I get real quiet. I'm like, this is going from funny to like, oh.
So Ed's a
bleak.
Former crackhead.
Yeah.
Ed's a former full-blown crackhead.
You guys are saying
that is looking at your living situation he's moving you into and saying, this is worrisome.
I was going up the steps and I'm seeing just how narrow this stairwell is. And I'm like, I could see the door, the room. I'm like... are you even going to fit all these bags in there?
The bags of trash that you have here?
And we open a door and we walk in and there's a little, like, I can only describe it as a race car bed.
Yeah,
it
looked like exactly a
child's race car bed.
Yeah. It was really small. It was smaller than a single. Like, yeah. It was a child's bed.
It was a child's bed.
Not a real mattress, just a piece of like foam.
Yeah. And on it is a small Mexican man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot the guy was in there. Oh, my God.
I can't even tell you the jaw drop that happened when
and
I walked in.
He fits perfectly because he's like straight from the depths of Mexico. Yeah. He's like 4'8".
It was perfect for him. Yeah, absolutely.
It was like Jockey or Short Order Cook.
But there's one bed and he's sitting on it and Zach comes in and I'm like, and I'm watching this happen. I'm like, okay, what's going on right now? And then I hear like, yeah, so what are you working Thursdays? Because I got Fridays. And I'm like, okay. They work together. and then Zach's like, I'm just watching. I'm just like taking in the data. And then I see Zach go, yeah, so I'm going to put my stuff over here. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is his roommate.
They got to take bed shifts. There's only one bed.
Hey, man, finding a rental in New York, you know?
Oh, my
I should
God.
Have paid the broker
the
fee.
Thought of oh that bed God. Being warm oh. from the Mexican dude oh. sleeping in it. They're like, oh, thanks for keeping it warm. It's like in Moby Dick where Queequeg has to share a bed with that dude. They just are holding each other at night.
I like the idea of Zach getting in that bed and like, but the only thing he does is flip the pillow.
The race car bed.
Dude, so and then I'm just like, I'm when I put it all together, I'm like, and then they're still talking shop, like, yeah, yeah, because Thursday's been busy, yeah, you know. They're so, doing that. I go, yo, what are we doing?
I'm where am I putting your bags of trash?
What's happening? And he's like, yeah, 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 all right, yeah. And he does the same move he did with the girl downstairs. He's like, all right, I'll talk to you later.
So you're he's the short order cook and was living above the kitchen.
Head chef, Joshua. I was the live-in head chef.
That's okay. That is the quintessential Zaki Tumali story.
See, I kind of forgot about that. That's like a PTSD amazing. Moment for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I remember, but you guys would come and eat sometimes.
I never ate there.
I never ate there.
I never ate there. No, but I did like how you were doing damage control because Ed and I are really close with Zach. We're really close. Like brother close, yeah. But different kinds of brothers to him. And he gets a hold of me after this happens. He'd tell me like, hey, the race car bed. And
oh, you called him?
Well, you know, he didn't know. You just said I moved Zach into a place where you had already told me you were moving there, yeah. Which was funny.
So you
already.
Had yeah. different story. Oh, right. That's right. Because we would get it. We would triangulate information.
Yeah, yeah. Because yeah, Zach yeah, yeah. would leave out bits of pieces for both.
He wouldn't
us.
Give us the same story.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I remember like.
I never knew you guys talked like that.
We, not until you started telling me different stories.
Bro, when you move your friend into the upstairs of a pool
well,
hall.
Well, because Zach
and
sells,
he's got a roommate.
Zach sold me on this like, hey, man. Fucking rent free.
Yeah.
Up in this room, fucking perfect room. It's all I need. Just the essentials. Move up there, save some cash, find another place to be. My pop over. You know, he was like, this was a stop to get to the bigger shit. And then I talked to Ed and I'm like, yeah, he mentioned he was moving in. It was like a nice room or whatever. Yeah, there is a race car bed that he's sharing with a Mexican short order cook.
Small Mexican man.
I mean, just thinking of Zach's feet hanging over that bed like
no,
Elf.
Oh, hold on, no.
Did you sleep on that bed?
I did, and that place was haunted. No, the place was fucking haunted.
I forgot
no,
about that.
I don't believe
it. He was a Mexican
no,
dude.
I don't. Yeah.
Chicken cutlets hit you in the face with
him. He's like, I want my bed back. I gotta get this guy out of here.
Get out of me, bed. I'm telling you right now. No, the place was fucking haunted. It was haunted. I fucking, dude, I go there and I finally
you got comfortable,
I
made it your
just,
own?
I just get, no, I just, I'm just starting to go, just starting to pass out, right? And I have a blanket on me. And all of a sudden, the blanket goes off of me. And I go, what the fuck? Like, I just start flipping out. And I'm like, who's there? Who's there? Was not drinking, by the way. This is when I was like,
were you on some other situational?
No, I was off by then.
Really?
Yeah, damn. I didn't pick that back up until Pittsburgh. But
oh right, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? And then I came downstairs. I was like, something's up there. And like the Greek guy's like, you fucking retard. Like he's like,
you found it. You found a beast.
Yeah, right. Like, he was like,
you do not directly engage with the beast.
Did not look directly into his eyes.
Yeah, oh my god, I was terrified. I was like, I thought the place was
haunted.
That's
my favorite. What's the one you're talking about? That
remember,
I was there for.
Do you remember when I used to get off of PJ Clark's and come down in my shirt and pants and work shoes?
Oh, to
and we
like
were
the,
all hanging
the pair.
Out,
oh yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're all hanging out that night.
Yeah,
and we're all sitting at a table, and everyone's like,
"Oh, this the oh god." So
hold on. To, yeah, go ahead. All right, we're all sitting around, and we're and like, all of a sudden, like we're drinking, we're having a good time. I'm pretty liquored up, and I'm wearing the PJ Clark's white shirt, black pants, and black shoes. It was a good going out thing. I would get on stage like that every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, I kind of looked together.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I didn't, like, you know, get bathed in ketchup that day. And
I mean, it looked like you just got off your job at a restaurant. You talked like it was a tuxedo you had on.
I look pulled together. Pulled together for me. I mean, we all have access to my photos, okay? You guys can see how pulled together I was, okay? Me in a white shirt, tip top Magoo.
Oh my God. All right, keep going.
So we're all sitting around and it's you, it's a couple other people, like bigger namer comics, and I'm just like sitting there, like, and I can start smelling my feet. And I'm just sitting there going like, I hope to God no one else can smell it.
No, okay, this is what's great. So it's me, Corinne Fisher, and like a bunch of other, like, we used to all meet up at this one bar we used to love. And it was like our bar for 2 years straight. And it was like the hang. We ran into Andre 3000 there. It just became like a place where shit popped off. So we would get a lot of people from like the Cellar and around the village. Like really well-known comedians would just come pop over and have a drink, right? Yeah. And we're drinking. And I'm smelling his shoes. And because it always starts out those nights, it would just be me and Zach for like the first three drinks. And then all of a sudden, we're already kind of ready to go. And 20 people would walk in. And then it would become like a whole fucking thing, right?
Until 4 a.m.
So I'd already mentioned to him before the people showed up. I was like, your fucking shoes, dude. And I'm like, why do they smell like that? He's like, oh, my work shoes. And I'm thinking, like, what do you do for work? Fucking walk through the sewers? Who are you, Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins? You're going through chimneys and sewers and chim-chimaroo. So then Corinne shows up, and she looks at me like three drinks in, and she's like, what's that smell? And I go, hey, don't make a thing out of it.
Doesn't cover for me.
But I'm like, it's
blows.
I said it's Zachy's shoes. But I only told her. But then out of the blue, everybody forgot it was Zach's shoes that smelled like that. You know, Zach's like such like a, I don't fucking give a fuck, but then he'll get kind of sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
He was so sensitive about his shoes.
Oh, I don't get sensitive. What are you fuckers talking about? I've never been sensitive in my life.
Yeah, those are epic. Those shoes were epic.
Oh,
shoes.
My God.
So
how did that resolve? Did you just stick around or did you leave?
I think I did leave.
You did not leave.
That's the best.
When
this
do you know Zach with
Zach
our girls?
Like, no, I think it.
Comedians,
I think I
girls, and drinks.
Responsibly.
And that's where I was like, well, we were. Josh I was like, spending $200 a night on drinks. We were getting mangled. There's no way he's leaving.
We were top tier drunk.
Oh my God. Legendary.
Wasn't even that expensive.
But then, so me. So to pay Ed for his services, though, when he moved me into. My one bedroom.
Humble the boat.
Yeah, my studio apartment in Astoria, rent free. That was a great deal. I took him to the classy one-star diner up the street.
Yeah.
And that's when we start realizing that my shoes have once again made a comeback.
Oh, bro.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Dude, you stank so bad. I don't know.
Remember I blamed it on the sewer?
Dude, you blame. So you get.
I was like, it's sewer gases.
And then Zach's only hanging around sewers to make sure you could blame his stink on him.
It was like your whole body. It was like your whole body because what was happening, what I realized, we were in the car. So then you left your car at the pool hall and now I'm driving around and we go, he's like, yeah, let me buy you lunch. I'm like, all right, cool, fine. You get in the car and then as we're driving over, I'm like, good God, what the fuck? When was the last time you showered? Like, what's going on? And then this is the best part about it. I didn't realize this until you left, until I was driving home.
Until you got out of my car.
Until you got out of the car. Because I was in there cleaning it with Windex.
Like an Uber guy who just had someone stink up his car.
Five stars.
I'm spraying it down. And I realized.
With what?
The pandemic Lysol?
Yeah, yeah. You know it.
Good thing I got this pandemic Lysol.
I'm on the side of the FDR. I didn't even make it home. I'm just like, I had to pull over on the side of the FDR. I got some stuff in the trunk. I got to get this cleaned.
Your fucking houses are on. People are zipping by you 60 miles an hour. That's how bad it stinks. Fuck, you put your whole life on the line.
Somebody who was in the car the night before had turned on the heat.
Also, his sweaty ass was cooking saggy peanuts.
Bacon. Fucking roasting me.
Just cooking it up. Just steaming it up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And then we're in that diner, and that kid comes.
The kid!
That kid.
This little kid. Little kid
walks by
his mom.
Because the way you saw it in the waitress's eyes, like when she took the order, she's like all smiling, and then she went. She just walked away.
With I this, forgot like, about the kid.
Somebody, this guy fucking stinks. And that kid walks by, and he looks at us, looks at his mom, and looks back. I'll never forget that kid's face.
And me and Ed were just like, you and your stinky friend. Like, this little kid saying this to us in our head. We make a whole scene for him. He's just like, yeah, but like, just fuck you. Like,
yeah, we gotta
like, dude, I remember when I was a kid once, I saw a homeless guy that came to ask for money, and he was naked, and he fell in a bush, and it's never left my head.
Oh, wow.
That's what this kid's going through. He's going to be 43 on some podcast going, oh, I had a sight friend of this guy at a diner once when I was a kid, and his smell scarred me for life.
He can't eat at diners.
Yeah, he can't eat at diners anymore.
Yeah. IHOP, nah. I can't do Denny's, nah. It's too dinery.
Denny's.
Oh,
Denny's.
Dude. All right, that's a good Zachy Peanuts. It's all job related because he's always either lost a job from these stories or he's trying to make money.
Yeah.
So it's all job related stuff.
This is a comedy-related story.
It is.
Yeah.
So I was doing a show in San Diego, and my kid was having his first birthday, and Zach was like, I want to come out. And Zach does not have access to a lot of funds readily. He's
broke.
Not broke, but he's broke, right? Yeah. Like one day, Zach has $1,000 in his pocket. Yeah. The next day, Zach has no money.
Owes somebody $400.
Can't take it with you, you know?
So I'm like, yeah, cool. He's like, yeah, man, I put my flight on layaway. And it's like all the things that people have to do to get somewhere, Zach figures it out, and he doesn't like to fly. I didn't know this. He gets scared of flying.
That's why I get so drunk on planes.
So he figured out a way
that's why.
To utilize like gift cards. He utilizes gift cards to a point on the plane where he fucking is getting hammered. He's buying women drinks on the plane.
I had a scheme. So on Spirit, anyone listening, except for Spirit, if you're on Spirit Airlines and you have a prepaid credit card, like an American Express gift card, there could be nothing on it. Or if you have an old canceled card, they can't run it in the air because one, Spirit has the worst, they don't have Wi-Fi. And two, they're never going to catch you, right? Because it's like, what, are they going to track it back to your seat? There's no name on those cards.
Yeah.
There's nothing to run. So it could have been anyone in that row. So I would, every time I fly Spirit, I would have like a fucking canceled credit card, and I would just buy drinks for the whole row. I'd be like, what do you guys want? What's everyone want? I'd get a cheese platter. Like I would like, I'd be like first class in Spirit. Like that was my whole thing.
Didn't you run Uber like that for a bit too? And they
I used to have, yeah, I did have an Uber scheme too.
And they don't let you ride
anymore. No, they just figured it out. Like I think there was I couldn't have been the only one doing it.
Of course.
I'm a pretty intelligent criminal.
Not a mastermind.
But,
well, yeah, no, that was a big thing. The gift cards, that's like a high end scam point.
I learned that scam when I started doing red boxes. Back in the day, I would buy brand new video games on red boxes with a fake email. I'd rent out like Call of Duty, and then I'd go trade it in at fucking GameStop. And I would like hit every red box in the area.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, it was greatest. Yeah. It was one of the greatest.
You single-handedly put Redbox out of
business. Yeah, 100%. 100%. And I worked for
They would have been Netflix
like,
if not for Zach.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, fuck Redbox.
So he comes to San Diego. He comes for my kid's birthday, and I'm doing a show at the Comedy Store. So he's on that, too. and he spends some time in L.A. He has like this unbelievable trip.
We had a great time.
We do the show. Show pops off. I have to leave really early on a flight the next morning. And, you know, we're at the show, and he tells me, yeah, I got to kill some time before my flight. And I go, what do you mean? He's like, well, you know, I got a flight tomorrow. I didn't get a hotel for tonight. And I was like, oh, I guess you could be drinking. You know, I'm putting it together because I'm also an alky, and I'm like, I could probably drink till 2, 3 a.m. somewhere and then just get to the airport a little early, 4 a.m. My flight's at 7, no big deal. I go, what time your flight? At 3 p.m. I'm like, wait a minute.
I see nothing wrong with this, by the way. I still see nothing wrong with this.
So
this is how I travel.
He's trying to, I'm trying to tell him because we're both getting hammered. And I'm like, dude, I got to bail. And I'm trying to hang in with you till 2. We get to closing. Like, I got to get back.
Drinking with your family.
To my kid. Yeah, I got to get back to my kid and wife and pack my fucking suitcase. So days go by. And finally, he's back, and we get to catch up. He had been, I said, okay, go to this Mexican food spot. He went to this neighborhood Mexican, fell asleep. They let him sleep for a while. Then they said, you have to go. So he leaves, goes to Denny's, sleeps at Denny's, then goes to a movie, two movies, right?
Two movies, yeah, I saw.
In the same complex as a movie theater, yeah. Two movies, then went back to Denny's, to the airport.
Then I went to the airport. Oh. But the Denny's was great because, like, I was, like, changing because I had all my luggage.
Well, that's right. He brought his luggage.
I was, like, taking a whore bath. He had to keep it in the green room
at the Comedy Store.
I'm like, his luggage was there. Like, yeah, because I had nowhere to go. I was like, so I was staying with my buddy in L.A. So I came into San Diego, and then we were supposed to have an Airbnb, but, like, one of my friends didn't have the vax or something. So, like, this lady just kicked us all out of the Airbnb.
Oh, yeah, I remember that part.
So
okay.
That was kind of a fucked thing. And then we had to stay at this kid's house in Ramona.
Oh, that's his family.
Which is like the middle of bumfuck
nowhere.
Oh,
yeah, it's a country.
Yeah, and like this kid was like, he talked like this, and he's like, yeah, dude, like my mom makes the best floor beds. We're going to hook you up tonight. And I'm like looking at my buddy, Chris, and I'm like, dude, this is fucked. And he's like, no, we'll figure it out. And I was like, no, we got to get out of here. This is like, let's just drive back to L.A. It's only 2 hours. Like, I'll drive. All you guys, like, I'm good. He's like, nah, we'll see how it works out. So we all end up sleeping in this guy's house.
With his parents.
His mother. And, like, there's just little kids running around, too. And no one explains anything. And we're just, like, hammered drunk. And it's like this little kid like wakes us up in the morning. They're like, "You want pancakes?" I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Just only in your life that situation. That you end up in someone's suburban house with numerous kid toddlers, and you drunk.
Yeah. So wait, cut to you pulling your wheelie, wheelie luggage.
So I end up staying in Denny's. LA. I end up staying in LA. Do the show. The show was great.
Great show.
Still one of my favorite shows I've ever done. It was such a great time.
Well, the best is he's wheeling it into the green room of the Comedy Store. And the last time I saw someone roll anything in was Willie Tyler and Lester, and it was his puppet.
The puppet.
Lester.
Everyone thought like, it was a puppet act. I'm just pulling out sweatshirts.
Like, you go in there and it's like this. It looks like
deodorant. Yeah. You're like,
it looks like he's checked the bag.
Ventriloquist as you're doing it, like.
And like, I bet if you opened it, it was like 4 crumpled shirts. Like, you just could, you knew it was in that fucking luggage.
Oh, I know it's in that luggage. I'd move that luggage.
Kind of like your suitcase. So I go to Denny's and. I fell asleep in the bathroom because like I didn't want them to catch
like on
me
the toilet.
Yeah, so I brought my luggage in there and like did the homeless naps.
I see Zach like put a little do not disturb out on the stall.
He wears like one of those nightcaps with a little like
the Scrooge, the Scrooge nightcap.
It's like it comes up to the hostess. I'd like to get an early. Just probably get an early check in.
Can I get an Earl Grey check in when I head to the restroom? Get an Earl Grey tea.
I have a gin and tonic at Pimm's. early check-in. So, yeah, but I went to the movies. The movie was actually the best idea.
That's the best idea.
I think that's any time I've tried to kill time for anything.
Movies.
If you are near
go.
A movie theater, that is the pro.
Great movie. Place to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Air conditioned.
The popcorn bucket's free.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Plus, you can go from theater to theater, too.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to.
Wasn't even that expensive.
That might be the title of the pod.
Wasn't even that
we never even explained it. It's like Chinatown.
Oh, dude.
Chinatown, Zach.
Okay, we got to do it fast. But let's.
Oh, you want to do Pittsburgh?
Or do you want to do Stevie Nicks at Upstairs Bar?
No, let's do Pittsburgh. Okay, all right, Pittsburgh's all right. way more fun because we've okay. already referenced it like 5,000
okay.
times.
Okay, all right.
So we're doing a gig in Pittsburgh, Ed and I, and Zach just had to move back there, and he's like kind of bummed, right? He's, you know, you were bummed.
Oh, you had left New York. Yeah, this you is had shortly left after New York. The pool hall.
Yeah. I did 2 months in the pool hall. Thought I was going to save a bunch of money. Did not. End up got like it just fucked me. And then my brother, I was running shows in Pittsburgh at the time. And I was going back and forth. And this is when I was still fighting, too. Oh, and my brother was, like, hammered at a show with us. He's like, let's start a comedy club. Let's get a comedy business going. And I was like, okay, that sounds good. And I'm always hammered. So, like, sure. He wasn't, like, it just didn't pan out, right? Like, I didn't have the resources to help him. And he didn't realize what we were getting into, right? Yeah. And, like, that's no one's fault. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, just, it happens. But I get out to Pittsburgh. And I'm, like, subletting from some kid in, like, Pitt. And he's like a Buddhist. He's like a white kid Buddhist. And like I show up.
And he
up.
Has the most anti-Buddhist you've ever.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, so where do I put my shit?
Yeah,
like,
Zachy, you know, Pina like, shows up with 17 different crucifixes on from different religions. Lutheran, Serbian fucking, Orthodox, Catholic.
I don't push my beliefs. Don't play this game. I don't care what you fucking heathens believe, all right? Somebody up there looks like me. That's all I gotta say.
But the Buddhist guy's just meditating, and Zach's sweating cocaine from the night before and
cooking steaks and lamb and shit. The house smells like
Remember when Zach slaughtered that lamb for his landlord?
I didn't do that. Story? No, I gave him. No, it was a goat.
Oh, yeah, he gave him a full goat.
Guy calls me
to try to be
like,
buddies with
him. He's like, hey, can you get me a goat? And I'm like hammered out front of the porch. I'm like, I can get you a goat. I can get you fucking anything. What do you want? You want goat? You want quail? You want half a cow? What do you want? I got this. Hammered. And like this guy would see me consistently. I was like, I can get you a goat. Think I can't get you a goat? I can get you a fucking goat.
It's like a Lebowski. So I can give him by 2 o'clock.
Yeah, 2 o'clock. I got you a goat.
With nail polish. Yeah.
You need a toe, dude? You need a toe? I get you a toe. So he's like, oh, give me the goat. So I have to call like my gypsy cousin up in Syracuse. Yeah. He drives this goat down in a fucking Toyota Tercel.
Oh, wow. So in an actual car.
In a car in a dog's cage.
Wow.
And we give him the goat, gives me the cash. He takes the goat live into his basement. And this is here in Astoria.
Yeah, it's not like he's...
This isn't like in the boonies. Rural this is town. Like right up here.
Yeah.
And he goes, he's like, oh, thank you very much. I was like, do you need me to do this for you? He's like, no, I can do it.
So you should explain, because not everybody knows. This is a cultural thing where people kill... Slaughter a goat. Well, for Easter? Well,
it's just so for him. It was something else. It was a Muslim holiday for us.
Muslim.
For the Serbs and the Greeks, we have a separate Easter. Now they've changed the calendars a little bit, but traditionally our Easter is after American Easter.
Yeah.
So I go to West Virginia with my Serbian family, and since I was 13, I go up to the farm. I grab some lambs. We take them back to my uncle's house, and we butcher them.
Right.
And that's just something I've been doing since I was 13. Mm-hmm. And that's so this is not a weird thing
it's
for
not
me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know, so after I said yes to the goat, I was like, "What the fuck am I doing?" Right? And like, so I see this guy take it down, and I know how to do it.
No, okay, let's say this too, because we were running short on time. Let's say this too. Zach wasn't always on time with his rent, and this guy would harass him continuously.
I almost killed
him. So Zach was kind of hoping that this would be a little bit of a bridge until the next payment.
You know, killing like the fatted calf.
Look upon him favorably.
You want to get biblical, bitch. All right. So,
like, this guy would control the heat and the cool. Like,
oh yeah, you
this
remember
guy owned you. This guy owned Zach, and Zach hated his guts.
Oh my god.
And he was hoping this would get.
I thought this
a
was
little
more.
Yeah.
So we get him the goat, and he takes it down, and the goat has like a bell on it. It's like cling, like a cowbell. So we hear cling, 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 cling all the way down. It's getting dark, right? So it's like 2 a.m. I go up into my room. I'm like playing video games, and all of a sudden I just hear, like, it sounded like a baseball bat hitting like wet towels.
Oh!
And it's him chopping it up. I'm like, that guy doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he's just.
I've never heard.
He's just murdering it.
It was so fucked up. Yeah. Oh, I'm going like, that one was fucked.
That's not cool.
No, wasn't happy with that at all.
Why are we talking about this one? I thought we were talking about Pittsburgh.
We were supposed to, but he brought this up.
No, you guys brought the lambs up.
I didn't bring a lamb up.
I don't. Someone brought a goat up. I didn't bring up the goat.
You brought a goat up.
No, don't you do this to me.
He moved to Pittsburgh.
He moved to Pittsburgh. Okay. Jesus Christ. Every time I'm with this fucking guy,
I can't get enough of it.
All right. We get to Pittsburgh.
We'll do a two-parter.
We get to Pittsburgh. I'll wrap this up quick. We get to Pittsburgh. Zachy's having a tough time. We're like, we'll take you out.
290 pounds.
We did well too.
Oh, we had a good night.
We had a great night.
Great tips were great.
Money was great.
The pencil hair.
Oh my god, we had a great. It was the last stop on the tour. We had a great tour.
That was good.
So we get with Zach, and Zach knows Pittsburgh like the back of his hand. He'd been there a lot. He went to school there, and he'd been working there, and he'd been around a little bit already. And he was like, "All right, these are what we could do." We ate some great Pittsburgh food. Then we decided. Man, that food was amazing. And then we're like, "All right, let's go to a titty bar.
Let's get Zach some black. Let's make Zach have fun." Yeah.
And he's like, "I'm broke," and blah blah blah.
Like, don't worry about it. We got, you know, it's like it wasn't like an explicit like we got you covered, but like we got you covered.
You're gonna have a good time tonight. Yeah, you know, we'll have a good time tonight.
Yeah.
So now we're taking care of the drinks. We're getting them, you know, we're getting them going. We're sitting to watch like at the stage, and Ed goes, "Is that you?" He has smelled so bad. And just Ed goes, you're just so unhealthy. And he's like, right before he said it, a girl was just sitting on his lap that he was like, some girl who was like a waitress there. He's like, "Yeah, I partied with her a few times." And he was chatting this chick up, stinking to high heaven. I mean, she must have had to go in the stripper locker room and spray all that mist all over to get the Zachy Peanuts smell off of her, because you said that right after she left, because we were smelling them, and you were like, "You are just so unhealthy." So we go like, "All right, let's go upstairs," because they're like a two-story. We go upstairs, we're watching, all of a sudden I look around, this guy's fucking gone.
Yo, that's right.
I'm like, "Where's this guy at?" He's like, "Oh, I think he found someone." I thought he was broke. He spends 7 to 10 songs back there.
No.
It was five songs.
You were back there a while.
You were back there long. I mean, you were probably chatting her up, but you were back there for at least three dances.
It was wild. I was like, "I thought he was broke."
Yeah, right. We both said that.
Because we've been like covering our everything. Out front.
Yeah.
But like, so we're not, I'm not going back there and paying that tab.
No, no way.
Yeah.
I would never ask. No, of course. We assume.
Like, okay, so he's broke, but he's, then he, this is the best part. Okay, what happens? Go ahead, you tell us part.
We finally, it's like, we're wrapping up. We gotta head back, and we're out front, and we're just like, "Oh man, what a night. What a fucking night." And we're all high.
It was a fun night. We hadn't seen each other in a while.
Like, looking at each other, we're all glowing like, "Man, brothers, man, this is so good." And Zach goes, "Yeah, I know, man. It was so great. It wasn't even really that expensive."
Zach, plug where you're at in your next shows, please. My
God. I just want to say, I love you guys.
We love you too, man.
I'm glad.
Thanks for letting us kick you in the nuts for 45 minutes.
What else am I here for? You know what I mean?
Plug your show. You have a show on the 4th,
yeah, I do.
Right?
Yes. So if you're in Allentown, Pennsylvania, I will be at Sleepy Cat Urban Winery, and that is on April 4th. That's a 7 o'clock show. Check that out. And you can follow me at Zach Petrovich Comedy. That's pretty much
it. Can they buy tickets there? Just follow you on Instagram?
Tickets on my Instagram. Yeah. You got a ticket link up there. And that's pretty much it.
At Josh Accardo, joshaccardo.com. We have announced tons of new tour dates for Working Class Holes Tour.
Yep.
I'll be headlining. Eddie will be featuring on that. It's going to be awesome. We have some amazing venues, so check those out. Ticket links are on the site. Ed.
Awesome. Follow me, Ed McGowan Comedy. Go to edmcgowan.com, see all my dates, and email us.
Yes, please.
Email us. If you have a friend who is also stinky, send us a note. If you've been to a strip club and it wasn't really that expensive, also send us a note. If you ever lived in a pool hall, send us a note.
I've been riding high. Like, I've lost weight. I've gotten my life right.
You look fantastic, dude. You don't stink anymore.
I don't. I'm so proud of you.
But not like
I'm
you
so
used
proud
to.
Of you.
You look great.
No, I know.
It was what you were doing to your body that made you smell that way.
And I love you guys. I love you too.
Love you too, man.
Email us at workingclasscomedians@gmail.com. We will see you guys again next week. See ya.
You can listen to us on all major podcast platforms every Wednesday. You can follow us on Instagram at Working Class Holes. Also, make sure you watch the full show on YouTube. All you got to do is type in Working Class Holes. And please don't forget to rate us 5 stars and tell a friend. Come on.